What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the show. Today, we are talking about how my training will change when I transition into hashtag dad life. A lot of you guys have been asking kind of what specifically my training will look like. I've done some podcasts on what my training currently looks like. I'll give you guys a brief rundown of that now. I did a podcast with Jenna yesterday. It was more of like just an open Q&A with both of us. You know, she took a lot of questions on her page just around, you know, what pregnancy was like for her, what things have been like for us together, just preparing and kind of what we're projecting, some of the things that we're thinking about in terms of parenthood. A lot of you guys had some really good questions. So that was a super fun episode. I'm guessing that episode is already out by the time you're listening to this. So if you didn't listen to that and you want a little bit more of that side of things, I would go listen to that one. We had a lot of fun with it. This is specifically going to be a little bit more about my personal training. And I will start with a disclaimer that I gave in that episode, which is, you know, I just get the feeling that people who have kids, who are parents, don't like when people assume they know what parenting is going to be like. So I will just tell you, you know, listener who may have children, I don't actually know what's going to happen. You know, I have a general idea of like, I won't be sleeping as much. I'll have a ton of new priorities and a ton of things responsibilities, things that I'd rather be doing, way less time for myself. Like, and I'm not looking at that in like, in such a negative light. I'm just saying that things are going to change. Like things are never going to be the same. I'm not pretending like I know exactly what it's going to be like. I'm just projecting. And you'll see with like a lot of the way I'm going about, you know, projecting what I think my training is going to be like, it's more of a general approach with the knowledge that I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to have energy for, what I'm going to feel like doing, what my outlook on life might change, you know? And so, yeah, just a disclaimer, I have no clue what's coming. Like, that's not fair. I have a clue what's coming, but I don't really know. And so I reserve the right to listen to this podcast in a year and be like, wow, dude, like, you actually did way less than that. And that was a great choice. Or, you actually did way more than that. And that was a great choice. So I just want to start with the fact that I'm not 100% sure. And then obviously what I'm doing now is just doing my best with what I do know to project what I think I'm going to do. Awesome. So the most important thing, the biggest kind of decision that I've made about my training is just a psychological shift, a shift in mindset, a shift in approach, how I'm going to think about things. Instead of focusing on making progress, I'm just focusing on the mental and physical health benefits of what I'm doing. Like totally turning that knob from, you know, instead of doing it with the goal of getting better, which particularly I'm doing with my cardiovascular training right now, I'm just thinking about grabbing a stimulus. Like I wrote a quote down, do it for the stimulus. It's not about getting better. And that's something that has begun even with Jenna during pregnancy where her training had to become, hey, do it because it's good for me. Do it because it's good for the baby. This isn't about you getting more jacked or more fit. It's about, you know, maintaining a level of fitness and health and doing what's right for the baby and my own mental health and stuff like that. And so do it for the stimulus, not about making progress. And that's, in some ways, I think that's going to be tough. I spent the last like 15 years of training, like not obsessed with making progress, but being able to care about progress and that being something that's a realistic possibility for me, training enough to make progress, actually making progress. And now I'm going to be transitioning into a place where I doubt I will be able to do enough training to make progress. But be honest with you, like I've come to terms with that and I'm very at ease with it. Like, I don't think making progress is something that I'm going to care about doing, right? And so, like, it's not like I'm like, oh my God, I won't be able to make progress. Like, I genuinely don't think I will care about making progress. I will care about getting out for a bit and getting outside, maybe going for a run. I will care about getting in the garage with the garage door open and just for my mental health, getting a pump, grabbing a stimulus, having a workout, even if it's 10, 15 minutes. We'll kind of talk about what that might look like. But I just think the idea of, hey, Jordan, you're going to have to wrap your head around like the idea that this isn't about making progress and gains and PRing. Yeah, I just think I'm going to be very at ease with that because I'm kind of already at ease with that. Like in my own, yeah, right now I'm pushing my cardio a bit. I'm currently training for a 5K. We'll talk about that. I was training for a half marathon. You know, I want to train for, I have certain time domain goals in my future. I want to run a sub 6 minute mile. I want to run whatever, like a 25 minute 5K, whatever. I have some of those goals that I want to do in my life, but like, I also know that like, that's just, it's not that important to me. Like being healthy and fit and strong and feeling good and, you know, being able to just have a from a quality of life perspective, that is already what I care about. So I think I am primed to make that shift towards like full-on maintenance mode, just about getting a stimulus. I think I'm primed to do that just fine. And even a step further than that, just accepting that I'm going to lose fitness. Like, this isn't even like, hey, Jordan, you're going to maintain exactly where you're at. No, I will not. Over the next 6 months, I will lose fitness. 6 months, a year, maybe forever. Maybe this is the most fit that I'll ever be talking to you right now. And again, by choice, I think there's a time when, you know, I'll be able to prioritize training such that I can push harder. But I'm going to lose fitness as of this conversation, right? I'm probably in the best shape I'll be for a while. And I'm also okay with that. Like, I'm also okay with that, you know, from like, am I going to gain weight? Or I don't think that's going to happen. I tend to eat, my lifestyle tends to be fairly protective against weight gain, just from like the way I eat, just the foods that we eat, everything from like how we food shop to like how we cook to how frequently we cook versus eating out versus, you know, we walk a lot. I know things are going to change, but just, I'm not so worried about that. And again, like a lot of people have been asking, what are you worried about in terms of parenting? It's like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure I have all the normal worries about having less time for myself and my business and my fitness. But I'm so excited about what that time is going to be filled with that I'm not spending a lot of time in this like worried headspace. So cool. So what's my current training right now? And we'll talk about what I project, what I think it will look like. My current training is I train 8 times a week. I do three 45-minute full body sessions per week. 3 45-minute full body lifts per week, where I normally do about 10 total working sets. I usually have 5 exercises, about 2 working sets per exercise, 2 working sets per exercise. And that takes me, you know, in that like 35 to 50 minute range, sometimes a little bit on the shorter end, sometimes a little bit on the longer end, depending if I'm like putzing around or playing with the dogs between while I'm resting. 3 full body sessions, let's say 45 minutes each. I do 2 zone 2 bike rides, 45 minutes each. I just do that on the Airdyne in my living room, put something on TV and just kind of just pedal for 45 minutes in zone 2. And then I have three running workouts per week. I have 1 low intensity run. So that would be my 3rd kind of low intensity cardio workout for the week. And then I have 2 higher intensity cardio workouts per week. 1 a little bit higher than the other. You know, if you were like being like mega strict with like the zones, I'd say 1 in zone 4, 1 in zone 3. But yeah, I wouldn't even say it like that. But yeah, 1 where I'm running a little bit faster for shorter time. 1 where I'm running, you know, a little bit slower than that for a little bit longer intervals, but both interval sessions. And I'm training for a 5K right now. And that 5K as of recording, what day is today? Today's Monday the 25th as of recording. I think it's on the 6th of April. It's not this weekend, but the following weekend. Not this upcoming weekend, following weekend. I'm training for a 5K. And that will be, I wrote in my notes, I'm training for a 5K and then I will let my performance pursuits chill for a bit. I just don't, like my next goal is actually to downgrade the distance again and train for a mile, which might be something that I can manage. Yeah, it's not. I don't expect to go into training mode for a mile PR while I have an infant. But that will be ultimately when I do return to kind of training with the pursuit of performance and racing, that will be my next goal. So yeah, I've been super excited. I've been training with my coach, Alex Viata, for a while for this 5K. Just want to put out a good show and almost like a bid farewell to performance pursuits just for the short term. I'm not trying to like overreact. There are other people that, you know, I know other people get triggered by like, you know, your life isn't over, like just because you have kids. Like I know it's not, but I want to lower my expectations. And listen, if I feel like I have more time and energy to train for performance, I absolutely will. So in the short term, what do I think I'm going to do? I'm training 8 times a week right now, 3 lifting, 5 cardio sessions. What do I think I'm going to go? I think I'm going to go down from 8 to 4. And some people might laugh and be like, yeah, right, you're getting 4. It's like, okay, but like, I will say some of the things that are in my favor is that I have a home gym that's in my garage. I have 2 pieces of cardio equipment in the house. And we have a really nice neighborhood that we can walk around. So I just feel like there's a very low friction for me getting a workout. And if I can get a workout without the stress of focusing on progressing and progressing as a weird emphasis on that word, I just feel like if I lower the bar of what a workout needs to be, then the accessibility of those workouts is super high for me. I can go into the garage. I can do something that resembles a workout. It doesn't need to be a full workout of what I used to do. It doesn't need to be as hard as I used to do. It doesn't even need to be the same exercises. But for me, if I redefine what that workout is, which might just be like get on the bike and pedal for a bit or go into the garage and do a couple hard sets, I think I can do that. Yeah, I think I can do that 4 days a week, but I'm very much open to like being wrong about that and having to do less. And that's great. Being there for my daughter and cool. For the time being, kind of trading away my preferred training schedule to be a dad. Like I'm cool with that. So in theory, I would do 4 workouts a week. I would train with 2 full body lifts. Over the course of those 2 days, I would hit every muscle group at least once. I'd do a heavy hinge on one day, maybe a heavy squat pattern on another day, maybe a leg extension on one day and a ham curl on another day and just kind of call it from there. So 4 total leg exercises, maybe even less. And then fill the rest of it with just upper body training that I really like doing that mentally from a mental health enjoyment standpoint, I'll probably be more inclined to do. So 2 full body lifts, 1 interval training session and 1 lower intensity cardio session. Again, I have no fucking clue if I'm going to be able to do that, but I do think that I will be more inclined to do it and want to do it if I make it about mental health, physical health, you know, because it's good for me rather than for progression. Like I might not track any of my workouts until I feel ready to, right? Until I feel ready to. Like, oh, I just want to express that I'm not, like, I am feel confident in just going in and working hard and the results that that will bring and what that will probably bring is just the maintenance of some of my underlying physiology, just maintaining some muscle, maintaining some cardiovascular fitness, probably losing a little bit of both, but maintaining the vast majority of them, or at least enough of them that it's worth it. And so, yeah, in theory, I'd say maybe 2 full body lifts, 1 interval training workout, whether that's on the bike or on the treadmill or outside, and then 1 kind of low intensity cardio. That could be an incline walk. That could be me kind of pedaling it out on the Aerodyne for 30 to 60 minutes. But at the end of the day, it's just going to be about doing it for the stimulus, not about necessarily needing to get better. And then I plan on doing lots of walking. I work from home. You know, we don't have it exactly ironed out what we're going to do when Jenna goes back to work, but I work from home. We have 2 dogs. They need to walk. I just can't wait to take all of them out for a walk in our little neighborhood. Like that's going to be, I just look forward to that. That's going to be a fun time. And I just know that that's going to be me. Like I walk a lot during the day. You know, it's noon right now. I've been out with the dogs twice for nice outdoor time. And it won't be exactly the same with the baby, of course, but I just know that I'm going to make a point to keep doing that. Even just going outside for everybody's mental health, for the dog, for the baby, for me. Super duper important. And then last, some other thoughts about this is that I just wanted to make another point. I had a post on Instagram maybe a week or two ago about splitting up your workout. So like if I have a plan to do 4 exercises and I do 2 of them and then I get a call from the school that my kid is sick and I have to come pick up my kid from school and you know I got to go right now. Okay, I only did half my workout. If I come back later and I do the other half, is there any downside to that? No, there's literally, I mean, I say no, but it's actually no. Like there is no downside to that at all. You can split up your workout and get the same results. You'd have an easier time arguing that splitting up your workout across the day is more optimal than less optimal. Like you'd have an easier time arguing that side of it. I wouldn't argue either side. I would just say it's the same. And so part of me is like, I might even find myself flexing this to the nth degree. I might be like, hey, I have 15 minutes. You know, she's asleep. You know, maybe we have a nanny at that point, somebody helping. Maybe we have, you know, Jenna's home that day. And I'm like, hey, Jenna, I wouldn't even say I'm going to go work out. I'd say I'm going to go do split squats. I'll be back in 10 minutes. You know what I mean? And maybe more of that like workout snack sort of approach where it's like, hey, I might go for a 1 mile run on the treadmill. I'm like, Jenna, I'll see you in 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, I really think that that's something I want to flex hard when I can. I want to utilize that because I know that, you know, there's a lot of research on work, not a lot, but there's some research on the power of workout snacks of even just like a couple hard sprints up and down the stairs. Our stairs aren't necessarily big enough for that, but even like, again, what if I did a 6-minute hill sprint workout, you know, sprint for, you know, 15 seconds, you know, stop for 45 seconds, do 6 rounds of that. Like there's merit there. There's benefit there. And I don't want to be the round down to 0. I don't want to be the, it's not a full workout, so I'm not going to do it at all. I think a lot about like when I'm making these decisions, I'm like, what is the kind of person I want to be? I want to be the kind of person who knows that there's benefit in that and doesn't poo-poo it and doesn't think, oh, I can't do a full workout, so I'll do nothing at all. Like, that's the kind of person I want to be. And so, yeah, that is something that I will really try and internalize, because I know it's not easy. I know I'll be a little sleep deprived for damn sure. And it will be easier for me to focus on my work. And I'm already going to feel like I'm working on my new time management skills, is what I'll say. I was going to say like juggling a lot, but that makes it sound kind of negative. It's just like rearranging my time management skills, just like reformulating what that balance is going to look like. And I don't want to be the person who doesn't do the full workout because they, you know, doesn't do anything because they couldn't do a full workout. So in the past I have done this where like I would do three exercises or two exercises. And then like after dinner, I'd like, when we come in from the walk with the dogs, I would just go into the garage and hit like two or three sets of incline curls. It's like sometimes breaking that up just makes the whole thing more digestible across the day, where it's like, you know, after I finish this podcast, what if I just went down and did three sets of hip extensions? And that's my leg training for the day. And I'll go down and I'll do like, you know, a set of chest supported rows and push-ups and curls later in like another 20 minute block. That might make it super accessible for me. And if I also layer on like a lack of pressure to track and pressure to progress, I think I'll be more inclined to do it. I mean, there's certainly a little bit of like coercion that's going to need to go down, because obviously it'll be a transition from the nice sort of really organized training that I've been doing. But I don't want to look at the word sporadic and think of it negatively. I want to look at the word sporadic and think of it positively. And think of the word sporadic as like, I'm getting in things that are good for me in whatever amount of time that I have, and I'm making the most of it. And I'm not poo-pooing something because it wasn't perfect. And so, yeah, that's the kind of person I want to be when it comes to my health and fitness. And I'll just close with a reminder of like, I don't know what it's going to be like, man. I might really not be up for working out. You know, we get back from the hospital and I just want to sleep, and you know, we just want to get in our routine, and it might be the last thing on my mind. And we might just be like, hey, let's go out for some walks for this week. We'll do no training, you know? And that's fine too. I reserve the right to kind of iterate this process as I go. But I just wanted to share kind of what my thoughts are going into it. And then I'm sure, you know, we'll talk, you know, in several months from now, and we'll see how it's all playing out. And I'm sure I'll keep you guys updated in my stories. All right. So thank you for all your questions, and I'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Where Optimal Meets Practical. If you liked the episode, it would mean the world to me if you posted a screenshot to your social media or left a 5-star review on iTunes. That stuff really helps. If you ever want to get in touch with me, just shoot me a DM on Instagram @JordanLipsFitness. I'm always around to chat. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.